Cisco Systems says it's retiring the Flip Camcorder, a video camera that fits in your pocket. NPR's Zoe Chase reports that the video camera industry is struggling to find its place in the smartphone era.
People love making movies, even the most mundane.
It's Cooking with Dave once again. I'm Dave. Today I'm going to cook a couple eggs, a little southern breakfast with some grits and some ham.
And with how easy it is to upload your movies onto the internet, people are really into filmmaking. Only apparently not with a camcorder. They do it with a phone.
Suddenly you have a device that not only does video, but you can make phone calls, you can do email. So why do you need another device in your pocket, like a flip?
Lance Ulanoff, editor of PC Mag, says your smartphone is enough. And he says Kodak, Sony, Flip's competitors have to be a little flipped out. Flip created the market for pocket-sized camcorders, so maybe now the market is dying.
I think everyone does believe that at some point in the future, the standalone video camera will become a challenged product.
That's market researcher Stephen Baker, but he says the party's not over yet. Pocket-sized camcorders are still selling well. In fact, Flip was the number one selling line of camcorders the last 2 years in the U.S. So Baker thinks the death of the Flip was not a message to other companies saying this market is dead, nor was this a message to consumers saying you're not buying enough cameras. He says this is a conversation between Cisco and Wall Street, and we just happen to be listening in. Cisco is not primarily a consumer electronics company like Apple, Sony, or Kodak. Though Cisco's cameras were performing well, their earnings were not. And Baker says Cisco sent a message to their investors that they would make some serious changes. But in the tech world, Baker says, ignore the customer at your peril.
Consumers are the driving force for innovation, growth, and change in the technology market.
And you don't want them to flip on you. Zoe Chase, NPR News.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.